The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies
from the 90s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
The movie where Jim Carrey was funny, Cameron Diaz was hot, and swing music was all the rage. This is a movie made before 2003. For sure, that's the only possible way.
The movie where Jim Carrey is a slapstick cartoon of a man who annoys everybody around him and nobody can get him to stop. And also, he's playing that same character in the movie as well.
The movie that taught kids everywhere that if you're a lonely, socially awkward guy in love with a pretty girl, the only way you're ever going to get that girl, find a magical mask that gives you nigh omnipotent powers. You know, so kill yourself.
This is The Mask on Blockbuster Nostalgia.
Hey, Blockheads, and welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia, the movie podcast countdown the biggest movies of the 1990s, one by one. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
Today, we are talking about the 1994...
Yep, 1994. Yeah.
1994. We've done a lot of research for this movie, clearly.
Yep.
The 1994 mega hit, Jim Carrey's second appearance on this countdown.
Yeah.
This is The Mask.
We're probably going to have like eight Jim Carrey.
We've got a lot of...
Actually, no, because we did Batman...
We haven't done Batman Forever yet.
We've done Batman Forever. Robin. Yeah, we're definitely doing Batman Forever.
Batman Forever comes up later. I believe Dumb and Dumber comes up pretty soon.
First Ace Ventura.
No. Oh, no, the second one made more.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, this came out the year of the First Ace Ventura.
I believe Truman Show was actually on the list.
Yeah, Truman Show. And Dumb and Dumber. So a big fucking year for this guy, man.
1994 was the year of Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
There is no doubt. If you gave a gold medal or like a... If there was a heavyweight championship belt for 1994, it would be Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like all three movies were fucking huge hits.
Yes.
And they're all just showcased him really hardcore. I mean, Dumb and Dumber is definitely more of an ensemble piece, but
it is, but he's still definitely the takeaway from
Dumb and Dumber. He's still the one that everybody like, all the quotes are from him and everything like
right.
that.
And then this movie and Ace Ventura are 100% just let Jim Carrey be Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So this movie brought in $119,938,000. It's crazy to me how much this movie made for, I mean, just based on the fucking power of Jim Carrey, because every other actor is kind of a B-list actor that you don't recognize from anywhere else.
Completely unknown at the time. I mean, Cameron Diaz obviously becomes an A-lister.
Completely unknown at the time. She was a model.
This is her first movie, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody else, like Peter Green, also a big year for Peter Green. Yeah. He did Pulp Fiction. Yeah. He brought out the Gimp in Pulp Fiction.
That's right.
And he did this. But you can recognize Peter Green, but there's no way that you really knew who Peter Green was if we didn't say it.
No, I remember even at the time watching this movie and be like, he looks kind of familiar. And
he's Eric Roberts, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And he's just playing an Eric Roberts.
The only one I really recognized when this movie first came out was Amy Yasbeth?
Yeah, Amy Yasbeth.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Who is, of course, Maid Marian in Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yep, you're right. That's the only one. Yeah. And then also, like,
very sad that she ended up, I mean, spoiler alert, obviously we're going to talk about the fucking movie, but, you know, when she ends up betraying him, I was like, Maid Marian, no!
Yeah. I was also like, I used to think she was pretty, but she's in this movie with Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like,
I know, she kind of gets knocked out.
Yeah, like,
she's really pretty in Robin Hood Men in Tights, and then this movie comes along and you're like, ah, never mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's funny because it kind of like build her up a little bit when his buddy first sees her.
Yeah.
And I was like, nope, red suit is what I want. And I was like, oh shit, it's her. And then I was like, eh. Yeah. Where's Cameron Diaz? Put Cameron Diaz back on.
Put her back on the screen now, please.
Yeah, no, it's got a lot of actors that you've spotted in other shit, but like, you got to be like, Google that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, where have I seen this guy?
Like his best friend and the cop and stuff are all people that have been in 50, 60 projects, but they're all, right. like minor or supporting none of them carry movie. Yeah.
They didn't get a big name for the bad guy, which they usually do. They didn't get a big name for the bigger bad guy,
right?
Which they usually do.
Which supposedly they wanted. If you look at the trivia, they wanted like a Nicholson or a yeah. De Niro or something.
He's only there for it's a day yeah, of shooting. He's there for two scenes.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and they still couldn't get a big name no. for that. Yeah. So it all of it rested on Jim Carrey's fucking shoulders. It was also a comic book that people didn't know about.
It's a comic. I mean, Dark even Horse me as comic a book. Big comic book guy did not know about The Mask before this movie came out.
Yeah, it's like even Howard the Duck people knew about.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so
so this is a Dark Horse comic. Dark Horse probably better known for like Hellboy, Sin City, 300, Usagi Yojimbo.
Yeah, yeah. Some really amazing fucking. Comic books.
They've been gutted somewhat recently because they lost the Star Wars the contract because you know Disney, and they lost the Conan contract because I don't know money.
Yeah, because all the money.
Yeah,
but yeah, at the time they were pretty small, but in the comic book community, pretty well known.
Yeah, I mean Hellboy alone, and getting Frank Miller. I mean when they got Frank Miller to leave DC and yeah, basically just yeah, do Dark Horse stuff,
that was fucking cool.
Yeah.
The comic book is also like more of a gritty, he's shooting people and stuff.
Yeah,
like
it's super, it's, I mean, it's an early 90s comic book, so it's big guns, big boobs, and big violence.
Right, yeah. right. They took that and made it into a PG-13, which they do all the time.
They do, and but they went hard comedy. Like, mm-hmm. the comic, from my understanding, is kind of a dark comedy.
Right.
But this is pretty just straightforward, wacky cartoon guy. Which is actually, I mean, the thing that I liked about this movie growing up was the idea that you could be like a Looney Tune. Like you could, it's the Roger Rabbit thing,
it's
right?
It's the Roger Rabbit, yeah.
You could just be a Looney Tune and that would be your life. And I was like, that would be amazing. I mean, I'm sure at least three times on this podcast, we have done a How You Fix It that is basically make them cartoon characters.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
We've make done them that fucking Bugs Bunny, you know?
Well, it made me really think, especially watching this movie, it made me really think, and I didn't think about this during Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but all these jokes are 1934 jokes.
Yes.
Like, every single joke in this movie is a joke from 1934.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fucking
except
weird.
Also, for the most part. There's a few...
It's a joke from 1934 for adults in 1934.
Yeah.
It was like a joke for people who were born in 1900.
For the most part. There's a few modern jokes. I mean, he has the condom joke. He has the Rodney King joke.
Yeah, which is weird.
Weird.
It was weird, yeah. That was a weird one to hear.
Little odd. But yeah, for the most part, these are just... random like vaudevillian bits.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, these are jokes made written by guys who were born in 1902.
Yep.
For adults who are watching the pictures in mm-hmm. 1937.
Yep.
Yeah, that's weird to me, but for the grace of Looney Tunes, like yeah. Looney Tunes really made every kid know the Carmen Miranda bit and the fucking all these like other jokes, he's like impersonating people who've died, who've been dead for fucking
sure
50 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we all know them because we saw Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny did that.
That's true. And there are jokes that I know, and it's a thing that happens. I think we've talked about it before. But there's things that you know from the parodies of the things,
right?
So, for instance, he does later on. He does the Sally Field. They love me, they really love me, or yep. whatever. That's a bit I only knew. I wasn't around watching the Oscars in 1985 or whenever Sally Fields won her Oscar.
Right.
I knew it because of parodies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I'm sure Dana Carvey did it.
Yeah, I know it's been done before. I obviously The Mask, but I know that bit has definitely been done a few times.
I mean, it spawned some garbage. Like, it had the Son of the Mask, right?
Well, sure, yeah, Son of the Mask.
And like a cartoon?
It did have, there was a cartoon. The cartoon came first. I do vaguely remember the cartoon.
Right.
That was also one of those 90s, yeah, we have a hit, throw it out there. Who cares? Let's sell some toys. Fuck it.
Yeah.
And they definitely had masked toys.
Oh, yeah, for
I'll
sure.
I'll tell you that much.
I remember that. Yeah. His eyes popped out or something like that.
They wanted to do a sequel. Jim Carrey said no. Jim Carrey still said no. He continued to say no. And then they got fucking Malibu's Most Wanted.
Yeah. Was it Jamie Kennedy?
Jamie Kennedy, yeah.
Jamie Kennedy to do that. Son of the Mask,
yeah.
Yeah. It spawned some really stupid shit. But this movie...
And now there's talks that they're doing a Lady Mask.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like because it worked out so great for the Ghostbusters.
That's right. It's always worked out when you just do a lady version of a guy character.
Yep. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, same thing.
Same thing. Great success. Big
as hit. Big of a cult
big
following.
Big movie, yeah.
Yeah. This is one of those movies that kind of ruined movies after this because it's too mature for little kids. All right, because people get shot in it.
Sure.
There's a lot of sex stuff in it.
Yeah.
It's way too silly for grown-ups to like.
Sure.
But it hits that sweet spot of 14-year-olds mm-hmm. that bring all the fucking money. And yeah. they realize that shit in the 90s. And that's why 90s movies kind of start getting really shitty by the end of the 90s.
Right. And that goes into then what we have today. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
where every movie is made for 12-year-olds.
Exactly. Yeah. Because they found out that girls between 14 and 16 are the biggest fucking movie
yeah,
audience.
Yeah. They'll go to the movie like 8 times.
Yeah. And spend as much, it's a ton of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is one of those ones that helped like push that wave because it was made specifically for those people, and it's in the fucking top 100 movies.
That's true.
And it's
well, that's all kind of okay. I mean, that's every Jim Carrey movie before Truman Show is we're trying to get 10 to 14 year olds.
Yeah.
Basically, 10 to 15, 16 maybe.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the critics hated Jim Carrey. I mean, yes. they hated him. I mean, they warmed up to him when they started the more serious shit and stuff like that. Right. And even now, looking back at some of the stuff, it's a little bit more accepted by them.
Well, and yeah, I mean, that always happens. Eventually, if something worms its way into pop culture as much as Jim Carrey did, eventually people come around to it.
Yeah.
Even if it's just begrudgingly.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's start the plot.
Which is how I've come around to Jim Carrey. Begrudgingly.
Begrudgingly, angrily.
Like, ah!
You cannot abide his tomfoolery.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very accurate statement, Tommy yep. Lee.
Yeah, cannot abide his tomfoolery. All right, so he's a banker, Ipkiss.
Yeah, Stanley Ipkiss.
Stanley Ipkiss. And he's got no lucks with the women. In he's got the very no luck. Beginning,
he's a bit of a fool, a bit of a loser.
Well, actually, it opens up
bit
with
a pushover.
With the guy getting killed underwater, I think.
Yeah, that's yeah. true. For no
a
reason.
Guy for no reason dying underwater.
There's no, like, you can just have the mask show up, but for some reason they have a guy dying underwater while trying to recover the mask.
Yeah, he's just like diving for treasure or something. Yeah. And he sees a chest. And
I guess they needed some
killed?
Reason why the chest gets opened, but you could have also just had a rock fall.
A boat that comes
boat
by
that comes by
knocks it or yeah. knocks something. Yeah, yeah. It was
a dolphin that hits it. Yep. I don't know.
The funny animal thing, which
the
I
funny
always
animal
like.
Thing would have been good. Like yeah. an otter's just playing with a fucking lock and out pops the mask.
Yep. Yeah. yeah, something like that. It's always a good angle. No, instead we kill a guy immediately.
Yep.
A scuba diver drowns.
That's maybe their nod to the comics. Like, yeah. look, a guy's dead. That's what you wanted, right?
Yeah, you wanted gritty, right? Yeah. Well, here it is. Death right at the beginning.
Yep.
And then the mask just floats up into the river. And then we head to Stanley Ipkiss.
Yeah.
He's bought 2 tickets to take this girl to a concert, but she's like, oh, but my friend's in town. Can I just have these tickets? And then he says yes because he's got no backbone.
Right.
He doesn't know how to talk to women.
Right.
And he's very socially awkward. We get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Set up
but he's also still really big.
Yeah.
Like I was expecting, because I hadn't seen this movie in years.
You're expecting him to be like very subdued at
yes.
first?
Yes. I was like, oh, I remember this movie. This is a movie about the nerdy kind of loser guy who's kind of quiet and shy who becomes this big, crazy character. And it's like, no, he's big.
Yeah.
Jim
yeah,
Carrey's
yeah.
big.
And he's charming still. Like even when he's being like, you know, you're still like, huh. He's bringing it.
Yeah, he's still. I mean, he's still being Jim Carrey. He's just slight like loser Jim Carrey, as opposed to. He's never really winner Jim Carrey. Let's be honest, but he's more of a loser.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And then his buddy's like, "Oh, let's go to this club," and then we get more loser. Well, first Cameron Diaz shows up.
Right, Cameron Diaz shows up in her slow mo entrance into film and into pop culture
and
into
my
our
heart.
Hearts. Yeah.
God damn, gorgeous man!
Yeah, that
Jesus.
Red dress and the push up bra and the blonde hair and.
Rarely do we see like you peak in the first fucking movie.
5 seconds of your
yeah.
film career
of your career yeah. and then that's it. I mean, she's really pretty and there's something about Mary.
Yeah. And she's still cute in like the Charlie's Angels and stuff like that.
But goddamn in this movie.
Yeah.
Ooh, so good. Yeah, she comes in and then we find out that she's scoping out the bank. She's going to rob the bank or she's helping. She's got like a camera in her purse.
Right. She got a camera in the purse to scout the bank. Right.
And she's hitting on him really hard. And then right away, I was like, oh, it's not that he's too nice. It's just that he doesn't know how to fucking talk to women.
That's part of
and,
it. Yeah.
And he doesn't know when they're flirting with him because she's kind of like flirting with him really hard.
Yeah. I mean, I think he knows. He just doesn't know how to respond to that.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And then we find out that she's scoping out the bank, and that's why she's... Every woman that fucking flirts with him in this movie...
Has alternative motives.
Yeah, has alternative motives, which I was like, oh, that sucks again for him. Again? Oh, that sucks.
That's all, yeah.
No wonder. The first chick there, everybody's using his friend zone forever.
Yep.
I mean, until the end, you know, when all he needed was to find a fucking super magical mask that lets him alter reality.
Yep.
That's all he needed.
But only at night.
Only at night.
Yeah.
which is also a weird thing, but cool.
Yeah, I mean, they got to have, I guess, some limitations on it. Otherwise, it would be too much. But, yeah. And you also, you have to have the him waking up.
Oh, part, yeah, the werewolf thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good old werewolf thing.
Yep.
It also takes a very original thing that I had not seen in movies before, which is a nerdy comedian that finds something that makes him not nerdy anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't seen that before.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Who comes up with these ideas?
I know. Some sort of nutty professor, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is kind of an old school.
Yeah, this is a classic bit. Yeah.
He gets kicked out of the club. He goes with his buddy to the club. His buddy does this thing where he gets in by paying off the bouncer.
Right.
But he's like, hey, I remember Bobby or whatever, and he's holding up cash, but it didn't seem like a lot of cash to me. It seemed like a couple of tens.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And I was like, there's no way.
It's 1994.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess.
If he does it every time, the guy knows him kind of.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, $50.
I just thought he was just yelling out a name. And I thought, like, I wonder if I could just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If hey, Danny.
Just, yeah, exactly. Danny. And just be holding a couple of hundreds. Yeah. Hey, Danny.
No, I think if you're holding a couple of hundreds, you're getting in regardless.
I mean, not if it's like New York. Where is this, by the way?
This, it's a fake city. It shows at the very opening credits in a cool map painting, actually. But it's like.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's like fucking. It's Gotham. I don't know.
It's, yeah. It's
Metropolis.
Like,
it's some fake city.
But it's like a weird 1950s.
Yeah, it's that Art Deco. It's the Batman animated series.
Yeah. Kind of like feel to it. A little bit. Yeah. Because even they give him that loaner car. Well, all right.
The Studebaker?
That's right. Yeah. So we get like a little, not a montage, but like scene after scene of like how spineless he is and how.
Right. He gets fucked over by the mechanics who are comically. Like cartoonishly evil
mechanics.
Yeah,
they're Rocksteady and Bebop.
Yeah,
they're like exactly. Human Rocksteady and Bebop. They're just making stupid fucking comments and they're just mouth breathing
very,
and shit.
Yeah, very obvious that they're ripping them off.
Yeah. And just like making jokes about it up to his face.
Yep.
Well, they know he's not going to do anything.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, they give him that little Studebaker, which I was like, yeah, you know, like that's a definite art direction.
Right, for choice. Sure. Yeah.
They could have given him a shitty fucking station wagon.
Or like a Honda or something from like the 80s.
Had a Honda Civic.
That's true, yeah. But I mean, they could have, I suppose, but we never see it.
Yeah, we never see it, yeah.
So yeah, they could have given him like a shitty old sedan, but no, they go 50s style.
They go 50s style, yeah. The club is a fucking swing club.
That's right, 1994, baby!
Yeah, with a cool swing club. Music. It was like... Bongo Bops or something. I can't remember what
it's
called.
It's the Cabo. Wait, no, it's not Cabo Bongo. Babo. It's the Bongo Cabo, something
Cabo
like that.
Cabo Bongo or something that. Yeah. Yeah, it's all swing music.
It's all Stray Cat strutting. And what's the band that's actually in it?
Royal Crown Review.
Yeah.
Who kind of got a mild success on this.
I mean, this is a good song.
Yeah, it is. It's a really good song. Yeah. And it's shot pretty cool, actually. Like,
yeah. And they actually cut.
The face and stuff.
Exactly. They cut between the actual actors and the model or like the dancing. Doubles in a pretty impressive way, so you don't really notice it.
Yeah It's cool. I was like, oh yeah, swing music. Yeah Swing music was cool back in the early
days. It had a run.
But this is definitely, it definitely goes with the style of the movie, because then we had the
I think coming out of, I mean, I talked about Batman the animated series, but that obviously influenced somewhat by the Tim Burton stuff, but also, you know,
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow. Obviously influenced by Tim Tebow's belief in God and the Holy Father above us. And
that's what giving games.
Yeah, exactly. Giving us the strength to carry on. But influenced by Dick Tracy, we talked about before that we started recording.
Yeah, it definitely has that, like you said, that Art Deco style. And
it was a big throwback thing in the 90s. We loved it. Just like right today, people are loving fucking 80s new like synthwave
shit. And it was cool. I mean, it also goes with this whole Tex Avery cartoon thing, because that's still also like very Zoot Suit.
Yes.
50s swing style. Yeah. It was probably like more 40s.
Heavily influenced by the old Looney Tunes and Tex Avery.
Yeah, and it's not
stuff.
Subtle. They put Tex Avery cartoons everywhere in this thing. They put Looney Tunes everywhere.
The wolf looks, I mean, it's straight up a Tex Avery wolf. Yeah.
It's straight out of the cartoons. But so then he doesn't make it into the club. He gets humiliated in front of Cameron Diaz, who's showing up at the club because she's dating Peter Green. And then,
of course she is.
Yeah.
Because he's a gangster.
Exactly. And he's, you know, it doesn't matter how ugly you are, you're a gangster.
Yeah.
And he's not even the main guy, but you know.
He's like the second in command.
He's running scams. He's running scams. The car breaks down and then he jumps in the water because he thinks that the mask is a guy.
Right.
Because it's just garbage.
Does not look like a guy.
And at this point, though, when that happened, I was just like, yeah, I would be like, I've had the worst fucking day of my life. Like, he jumps into the water.
I wonder if that was the original script, was like, you go to commit suicide.
Yeah, maybe like he jumps in to kill himself.
Because it was probably. Supposedly it was a lot darker before Jim Carrey signed on.
And they were like, no, kids are going to love this guy.
Yeah.
And also, they were going to make Darkman, you know what I mean? Like that level of...
Right.
Because Darkman is exactly that level of comic book movie. It's a comic book nobody knows about. Yeah, like 2 years before. I think
2 years, 92? Okay.
But it was like... Liam Neeson before he was big.
Right.
Nobody else in this movie is big in Darkman. It's based on a comic book, but nobody really knows it.
Yeah.
But it goes very much hard, gritty style instead of like kid style.
Right.
And obviously we're not talking about Darkman on this fucking
That's right.
podcast.
We're not talking about Darkman.
So the choice to make it a fucking cartoony
crazy comedy.
A smart choice. And it puts him in $120 million, which is fucking big. Yeah. So good for them.
Yeah. No, I mean, they made the right choice.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. He could have easily been trying to kill himself jumping off the bridge because he had the worst day of his fucking life. Finds a mask, though, and he takes it home and he's had a bad day and shit. And then he pretends to play with it and then he puts it on his face.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Also, his landlord is mean to him.
His landlord is mean because you always have to have the mean landlord.
Yeah. He's got to like beat up somebody at first.
Right.
Jim Carrey had a lot of mean landlords, but I feel it's because it's Jim Carrey and he never turns it off.
Yes.
And he's always fucking over the top. And I feel like...
If I was Jim Carrey's landlord, I would hate it. Yeah.
I'd be like, God damn this fucking guy.
Yeah.
And you know he has like weird shit in his place.
But it's also just like a comic book trope, I feel like. And maybe it's because so many of them were written by New Yorkers and that landlord thing is such a huge bit.
Yeah.
But it's in Spider-Man a bunch. Like, obviously, it's in the Raimi movies. And it's a reoccurring
thing. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. That was a very comic book thing.
Yeah.
And then he puts on the mask and then bam, we get the mask.
He immediately... smoking is the first line, right?
Yeah, it's the first thing. Yeah, he says...
Not... motivated by anything. He's not smoking in any way.
No, he's not. Yeah, but god damn it if that's not the most quotable fucking line in this movie.
And the somebody stop me.
Yeah, somebody stop me.
Although there is a lot of smoking in this movie.
Yeah,
that was something I noticed, was how much smoking is in this movie.
There's like long shots of a guy just puffing at a cigar.
Yeah. Well, like, and even later on when the guy comes back and he's dying, he's like, here, take a drag of this. There's just constant smoking in this movie.
It's all you needed back then, dude. There's a lot of that, like Daffy Duck pretending to die and a big cigar. Yeah, there's a lot of that. You're right.
Cameron Diaz smokes in this movie. I'm pretty sure the reporter smokes.
Yeah, everybody at some point lights a fucking cigarette.
Everybody except for Jim Carrey smokes in this movie.
Yeah, well, Jim Carrey's very health conscious. Maybe he
just refused.
Yeah, maybe he just refused.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, maybe the cop didn't smoke either. But
I think you're right. I think the cop didn't smoke.
Yeah.
But the other cop.
But he's a big nerd. But the other cop probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the other things too. All right, so he comes out, the landlord pulls out a big shotgun and is shooting at him, which is a weird, extreme thing to do, but that's all right. He bounces around, he flies out, and then I like that... Well, then he goes and he causes all this fucking trouble.
There's the scene with the gang where he does
this scene is great, because he's just like wandering around in bad streets and they like try to mug him.
Another kind of classic 80s, 90s comic book thing where there were just rampant street gangs. You couldn't walk down a block without being accosted by probably 5 to 6 ethnically diverse,
it's
leather
like
clad.
3 white dudes, 2 Puerto Rican dudes, and
yeah,
one black dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually like that.
It's always a mix. It's always a mix. Because they don't want to say anything political.
Exactly.
So it's always a mix. And then, and they always have like a switchblade or something.
Leather jackets.
Leather jackets for sure.
Yeah, one of them will have a mohawk or something like that.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Are piercings.
Piercings.
You know, if someone's wearing a leather jacket and has weird piercings that aren't where normal piercings go, that person's probably going to rob you with a switchblade. Yeah,
that's a masher
there. That is.
Just waiting around the corner.
That's 100% mashing.
Yeah. You're getting a good mashing.
Yeah.
If you're wondering if that guy's fucking...
This one had a lady, too, because you got to throw in a lady in there.
Yeah, you got to throw in the girl. One of them has to be a girl.
Yeah.
He does a carnival shtick. Yes. That they are immediately into.
They are. That's one of the things that's really funny about this movie is how everyone is immediately into his bits.
Into his bits, yeah. Yeah. Everybody follows really his fun. Shtick.
Yeah.
It's actually, I kind of wish they would have gone further with it.
I mean, they do, the scene where they really go into it is the big dance number with the cops.
Right, right.
Where they're sort of forced to become.
Yeah, because he can alter reality.
Yes.
Which is insane. All right, we'll get to that.
He is an all powerful deity.
He's an all powerful deity.
Yeah.
He can create whatever he wants, do whatever he wants. He can alter reality. Mm-hmm. He can control the people around him.
Sure.
But he likes to also just have fun.
Of course. Why wouldn't
you? He just wants to be a Tex Avery guy.
Yeah.
So he just bounces around, does cartoon shit.
I mean, I don't think it's entire, and part of the reason I like the movie as a kid, I don't think it's entirely different than how I would behave with the mask.
Yeah, if you got the mask.
If I had that power, I'd be like, yeah, I'll be a live action fucking Bugs Bunny character or whatever, Looney Tunes.
But 25-year-old banker you?
Yeah, I still probably would.
And just banging more
just
chicks.
Just banging more chicks, yeah.
Yeah. It'd just be a lot of big dick stuff.
Yes, exactly. There'd be a lot of like, what's this in my pants? A slice of bologna? Well, yes, but also this fucking 14-foot dick. Yeah.
Yeah. A big salami? Yes, because that's the joke. But also,
I'll pull out like 15 big salamis. Yeah. But then, yes, a 15-inch dick. Yeah.
Yep.
For sure.
And it's awesome car.
Exactly.
Yeah, he does this fucking shtick where it's a carnival shtick, and he's like, step right up. And then they step right up like kids with their eyes all big and glowing. And then he does like balloon animals, and they get happy about it. And at this point, when I was watching the movie, I was like, that's fucking weird. Like, it's good, and I dig it. And like, I just wish it would have gone. I wish it could have gone further into like all the mind control that he kind of has on people. But he keeps it. Pretty.
He keeps it light. They keep it moving.
Loony.
They keep it moving, yeah. So the director, I do want to just mention, because, you know, he directed the goddamn movie, Chuck Russell, director of this movie. His first feature film was actually in 1987, Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors.
Dream Warriors, great.
It comes back with The Blob a year later.
Which is also
pretty
great.
Pretty cool. Yeah, and then The Mask. Follows that up with Eraser, which is not very good, but has moments.
Yeah.
And then Bless the Child.
Yeah.
And The Scorpion King. Yeah, we're off the rails now. Then doesn't do another feature film until I Am Wrath with John Travolta.
Really?
Yeah, Scorpion King kind of finished him off.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And I have not heard good things about I Am Wrath.
No, no.
Well, that's too bad. He had a huge fucking hit in this one.
He came out of the gates, though.
Yeah.
Like, his first four, all respectable, hit movies.
All pretty, yeah, exactly. Eraser is this is obviously his bigger hit.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
I think Eraser was a big hit, though, too.
I think so, too. Like, Eraser was probably, like, second biggest. Yeah, they're pretty good to then do a Scorpion King and then nothing else after that.
Yeah.
So a garbage movie with John Travolta. They're probably John Travolta and him fucking fly planes together or some shit. And then he's like, yeah, you know, I've been thinking about directing again. And he's like, yeah, let's do something. And then they fucking made I Am Wrath. Yeah, that's probably how it happened. So, anyway, yeah, he makes some balloon animals. Oh, he also... blows a horn so hard that a car's fucking windows all explode, and then the guy just leaves, like, in his car.
Well, I think Jim Carrey leaves.
No, the guy, like, drives away.
Does he?
Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, that's funny. That's weird. Yeah. That's weird. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of people. All right. So then he decides to go to the mechanics that screwed him over. He very horribly mutilates them.
Yeah, he sticks exhaust pipes, mufflers.
Up their ass.
Deep, deep up their ass.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Then
in a bit that I'm not sure I completely understood as a child, but now it's like, oh, up their asses. Yeah, I got it.
Again, when
proctologist.
When you're like 15... Yeah. Yeah, you're like, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
It's their ass. Butts. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's their butts. Yeah. It's up their butthole.
Going up their ass. Yeah, exactly. If you're watching Beavis and Butthead too.
Sure. Yeah. I was a naive child.
Yeah. Well, you were sheltered.
I was sheltered in my small town, yes.
And then the church and all that.
And in the church, the cult, really, most people would call it today, that, branded me and whipped me daily.
Yeah, yeah. Many years
yeah,
of getting
they were right weapons. To do it.
Yeah. All hail.
All hail the great Kazoo.
The great Lord Kazoo.
That was the Flintstones one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was just a little alien that one day alien. They decided to include into a fucking caveman show.
Exactly. Like, we need more. We've run out of honeymooner bits to do in caveman times. Yeah, yeah.
We've already
throw
added
a goddamn alien in here. Yeah.
Let's throw a weird alien that just tells him to do shit. Possibly a figment of his imagination?
Possibly.
More than... probably.
But it also could have been an alien, because... You know, it's Flintstones.
Yeah, nobody knows what's going on in the caveman years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's like 10,000 years of
sure. Scientists say people and dinosaurs didn't, ride together on, construction sites and stuff, but they don't know. They weren't there.
No. If I learned anything from that one museum with the Christian Museum that shows you dinosaurs and people living together,
they live together.
They live together.
For sure. Yeah.
Beautiful white people.
Yep.
Hand in hand with dinosaurs. That explains the bones.
Yeah.
Which is the only thing that they couldn't explain because the Bible doesn't talk about them. And then they did.
Well, there you go.
Yep. They're like, the whole time beautiful white people with dinosaurs.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like paradise. Yeah.
Actually. the riding dinosaurs, that's not really cool. He does that. He goes to the club where Cameron Diaz is singing and she's blowing up.
Yeah. She doesn't sing for real, though. It's someone else singing, but yes.
Yeah, she's like a voice actress at a bunch of cartoon stuff.
But it's the Jessica Rabbit bit.
It is. It really is. She's doing a sexy fucking 1950s club thing. Everybody falls for it.
Yep, he does the woof and the eyes popping out, gouging.
Yeah, his tongue rolls out. All that weird, all that stuff that we thought was so cool, and now it's just sexual deviancy. It's like aggressive sexual deviancy.
No, this isn't. This is still cool. I think later on when he's the Pepe Le Pew character, that's when it gets a little dicey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
eventually. That's when it gets a little...
Eventually, you're like, not okay anymore, man.
At this point, we're still like, we're having fun.
He's still
like,
being a cartoon guy.
He's being fun. Later, we'll get there.
I like this. After this, then he is when he wakes up and he's like, it was all a dream.
Yes.
Right? Oh, he also pulled up in a limousine that's like 42 feet long.
Yes, custom-made limousine.
Which is funny.
It's funny. It's good. Again, cartoony.
Cartoons, yeah.
I think they should have gone further with that.
Yeah, that was my thing. I wish they would have gone further with the cartoon stuff.
Yeah. And especially in that scene, you could have done, because it's maybe, three times the size of a normal limo. You could have really stretched that son of a bitch out.
Yeah. You could have had some shots of people checking their watch.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Or shit happening in the windows while it's driving by or something. Yeah, you could have done something a little bit weirder. There's a lot of bits in here where I was like, I wish it
would have gone farther.
It could have gone farther with the cartoony stuff. Just go fucking balls to the wall.
Yes.
Especially if they would have done a hard R, which would have been cool. But again,
the money's not there. Yeah. I don't even think they need to go hard R, but yes, they could have gone further with all the bits.
Right.
Yeah.
So then he wakes up and he's like, it was just a dream. But then the police show up and they're
and he opens up the closet and it's just piles of money. Yeah.
No, this is
that, that's second later. Time. That's second later. Time. That's right. Yeah. This time it's just the cops being like, didn't you hear the shotguns right outside your door?
Yeah.
And for some reason, rather than just being like, I was asleep, he makes up a story about
his hearing or something. His hearing, like that.
Yeah. He does that a lot in this movie. There's a lot of times where he could just be like, I don't know, where he's like, there was a dog ate my homework and my ears. He's a bad liar. Bad liar.
Also, nobody at any point notices that the guy has a green face, like in a weird way. Like everybody's like, the green mask.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
The guy with the mask. But nobody was just like, no, he's fucking a weird looking fucking green mask, dude. Clearly professionally placed on his face.
Right.
When they're talking to Jim Carrey, they're like, apparently a prowler was in here. And then later they're like, somebody was at the club last. Nobody's ever like, a weird fucking dude with a green mask. And even Cameron Diaz shows up and she's like, this guy showed up. And I think it was him. And I'm like, you mean the guy with the green mask? Say the green mask part.
Right?
Yeah. Like, that's the fucking guy. What are you bearing the lead for?
See, that's the problem in a colorblind society when you're too afraid to identify the race of the culprit.
Nobody wants to say that he's green.
No one wants to say he's green. There's the guy.
It's so the guy in the suit. And I'm like, the green mask guy. Yeah. Just say green mask.
Just say the green mask guy in the crazy yellow suit.
Yeah. He was ridiculously
over the top.
There
can only be one of those in the world.
Yeah. 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 Nobody has ever seen anything like that. And then they're never like, he was able to bend reality.
Yeah. Yeah. We shot him 15 times and he was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. His arm extended to the length of a fucking flagpole.
That's right. Nobody he did the Space Jam dunk from half court where he stretched his arm out.
Nobody says that they're just like, this weird guy came in
and
did some shit. It's again, it's the same thing with Ace Ventura, where nobody has ever at any point is just like, just fucking stop it already, you crazy person. This is a crazy guy. Everybody's just trying to like put up with him and react to them.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody's doing in this movie. They're just like, oh, he's just a crazy guy that we got to shoot.
Again, they roll with the punches in these movies for sure.
Yeah, because apparently they saved a lot of money on animation because Jim Carrey just moved so animated.
Yes.
They're like, we don't have to fucking make him a cartoon
anymore.
He
already looks like a goddamn cartoon, yeah.
Yeah, because
every time he makes a facial expression, it looks like a fucking drawing because no human face could do that.
Yeah, could do that shit. Yeah. Rubber face, motherfucker. Yeah. Then he robs a bank. Or maybe you might be right.
No, you're right. So it's after that he robs the bank.
Well, he gets invited, right? Cameron Diaz invites him to the club to see her. She shows up, right?
No.
Because it's a song and dance
party. So he doesn't go to the club the first night.
No. Yeah, you're right. He just goes and fucks with the mechanics.
That's right. The mechanics is the first night. Then the cops show up. Then the robbing the bank, going to the club.
Yeah, Cameron Diaz.
The one guy dies.
Yeah, she tells him to go. And then he's not going to go, and then he puts on the mask. He's like, oh, fuck it, and he puts a mask on.
Right.
And then that's when he's like, I need some money first. Yes. Some moolah. But then at the same time, Peter Green's guys,
they go rob the bank, but he's there first. The cops show up. Immediately, they just start shooting at the cops. They don't just run away.
No.
They're like, no, we're going to have a shootout.
Yeah, the cops already had their guns out, too. They were like, ready to shoot, because, you know, this is the 90s. You just shoot.
Just everybody's, and immediately, it's just a gunfight.
It's an action movie, and it came through from the 80s, which is...
Everyone's just ready to...
You can say, stop or I'll shoot, and then shoot a guy.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I should say, you know, anybody, like the main guy, not just minorities. Like,
right, no, everybody. Everybody was just shooting.
Everybody was just shooting, yeah.
It wasn't a race thing. It was just a fun shooting time thing.
Yeah, there was a whole movie where Sylvester Stallone didn't have a gun, so his mom had to shoot a guy.
It's ridiculous, but true.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in fact, it was the name of the movie.
I mean, it sounds like such a hilarious concept. It must have been a giant smash hit. Francisco.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure we're talking about it in the top 10. Well, he's Stallone as a cop with his overbearing mom. I mean,
we all love Stallone. We all love moms. Everybody loves their mom.
We all seen this work already with dogs with Turner and Hooch.
Sure.
Dinosaurs with Theodore Rex.
That's right. Black dudes with lethal
weapon. Old black dudes with lethal weapon. Yeah, so why not an old lady?
Why not an old lady?
His old mom. Yeah. So they do that a lot where they're just like, stop or I'll shoot. And then they immediately start shooting at them.
Sure.
So they have a little bit of shootout. Jim Carrey gets away with the money. Then he goes and he dances with Cameron
Diaz. Then the big dance sequence. Then the gangsters tried to kill him.
Yeah.
Cops show up, arrest everybody. They get out for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess because he's corrupt. I don't know.
I don't know. At some point, they have the scene where Peter Green goes to meet the big boss and he tells him he has a week to get out or he's going to kill him.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Which is cool.
It's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the scene where Jim Carrey is... The cops show up again. And Jim Carrey has a closet full of cash.
Yeah, yeah. And he's trying to keep it. And then the dog gets in there. He's trying to get the frisbee. And he's fighting with the dog, which apparently is improvised, which is cool.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
The dog stuff is some of my favorite stuff in here because that dog is so cute and little. But also, he's got some funny bits, which are actually both of them are the dog not letting go of shit, which I thought were funny. Right.
Oh, well, and then when he gets the mask on, you're like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
The hero of the movie has arrived.
Also, he just does cartoon shit.
Yeah.
Anybody gets, and then it's the whole thing is it'll give you like everlasting powers. So he goes to Ben Stein.
It makes you the Tex Avery version of yourself. So if you're evil, it makes you a ridiculous evil character.
Why does it do that when it's thousands and thousands of years old?
Because Loki's the trickster god and he was reincarnated as Tex Avery. I don't know.
Yeah. It would have been funny if it just turns you into like what tricksters were in the fucking olden times.
Yeah.
And then you're just like stealing young men's apples.
Right.
And saying like limericks.
Saying limericks while you steal the milk, the daily milk and the baby starves to death.
Yeah. What a trickster that guy was.
What a trickster that guy.
He He put
you see, he put our horseshoes on our horse backwards, and now our horse has broken both of his legs.
And we have to kill it.
And we have to kill it.
And it's the only thing that keeping us alive is that horse being able to move us around.
Yeah. What a trickster. That Loki.
That Loki is. Yeah. Yeah, no, in this one, it's just Dick Savory stuff.
Actually, in fairness, most of the actual Norse mythology is about Loki. He's tricking evil people. He's tricking, like, giants and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, oh, with a giant.
He's not killing babies like you
said. No. Yeah, exactly. Most of his tricks actually sort of work out because he's a playful trickster.
Yeah.
And everyone hates giants.
Yeah, fuck giants.
Yeah, I guess.
They step on stuff. And
they're big.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I assume they poop in the ocean and just fill the ocean full of poop.
Full of poop.
Not cool, man.
Not cool, man. We got to eat fish.
Yeah.
That's most of our diet if you're in the fucking Viking areas.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fish.
90% of our diet is fish.
Fish and goat cheese is all we fucking have.
Yeah, we need to keep the goats alive for the cheese.
Yeah.
And sheep alive for the wool.
And all you're doing is eating goats and pooping in our ocean.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
Send Loki in there, man.
He'll trick that giant good.
Yeah. Yeah, to punching himself in the face.
Probably, yeah. There was a lot of that.
Yeah.
Or maybe he'll just turn into a horse and fuck Odin's horse and have another horse. I don't know.
Why not? Yeah. Back then, you could just do that.
There was a lot of weird shit with mythology and fucking animals and making other animals. I guess just they had to explain where animals came from. I don't know.
It's kind of like the Virgin Mary thing where just like clearly some guy knocked her up and then she's like God.
That was
though.
God, yeah.
Yeah, no, clearly a lady was fucking a horse.
Swan.
And she's like, oh, Zeus.
It was Zeus doing
you
it.
You again.
Yeah. And Zeus told me that
he showed up as a fucking cow.
As a cow, and I had no choice fuck that cow. God. Yeah.
Now my son should be, I don't know, showered with gifts and stuff because he's a god's son.
Yeah, he's a god's son. Yeah. He's not just a baby that's covered in cow sperm.
A fucking great racket, though.
Yeah.
I'll be mad if that. I was like, oh, I know it's bullshit,
but
what a brilliant thing.
Yeah.
That kid has got it made now.
But the fucking village elder is like believes her, so what am I going to do?
Yeah.
They rolled bones over it, and they said the bones said it was all right, so...
Yeah, so now we have to fucking worship this kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No choice.
No choice but to worship the kid. And his mom is still fucking horses over there.
Yeah. Still saying they're Zeus every time.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
Yeah. Am I the only one that's seen this, people?
Am I the only one not taking crazy pills over here?
Yeah.
Lady's clearly just fucking horses.
Yeah, she's just fucking the horses, guys.
That's not even the same horse. She said that horse was Zeus yesterday. Now she's fucking that horse.
He can't keep coming back as different horses. Also, we know these horses. They've existed beforehand. Yeah. They've been here before.
That's Apple. He's been a horse for 15 years over there. He's the oldest horse we've ever
like
had.
Like a golden stallion just showed up in a town and fucked her. Like, these are horses we're all very well familiar with.
That's a fucking plow horse. Now he's plowing her.
Huh? Yeah. All this makes sense, though. All this mythology stuff makes sense. Mm-hmm. So anyway, back to the movie.
He goes to Ben Stein. Ben Stein tells him, masks are a metaphor.
Yeah,
not a real thing.
Because you wrote a book about masks, and Jim Carrey takes it literally.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
it matters. I guess it's just to establish that why the mask is magic, because they throw out the Loki stuff and the trickster
god. Yeah, it just gives you
that
information.
Yeah.
It also gets Ben Stein a chance to be Ben Stein, which is awesome.
Right.
And at the time,
gives Ben Stein a check.
We loved Ben Stein.
We did love Ben Stein. The 90s were a big Ben Stein time.
Late 90s were big Ben Stein. Well, you could win his money.
You could win his money. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But only if you were smarter than him.
Yeah. And Jimmy Kimmel was there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, because didn't he started on The Man Show, didn't he? Ben Stein? Wasn't he doing bits on The Man Show?
No, I don't think
or
so.
Or was it the other way around?
I think it was the other way around, yeah.
All right. I don't know.
Because Jimmy Kimmel was before The Man Show.
Okay.
Yeah. You could win his money.
Right. You could definitely. I remember that part.
He was just like. Yeah. But he started in Ferris Bueller.
Well, yeah. Ferris Bueller, of course. And then the eye commercials and all that. Yeah.
And then this. But he does tell him a really cool thing, where he's like, just tell me, should I wear the mask tonight or not? And he's like, if I tell you, will you leave?
Yeah.
And then he's like, wear the mask or don't wear the mask. It's still you. You are both the mask and
go
not
as
the mask.
You and the mask because they're the one and the same and they're amazing. And
yeah.
Just be yourself.
And then it takes him the whole movie to realize that.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. But Ben Stein had it from the very fucking beginning.
Look, there's a reason why you had to be smarter than him if you wanted to win his money.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, exactly. He's a smart guy. He's got
a smart
figure
guy.
Out.
Yeah.
It'd give you like 10 grand. You would win 10 grand.
Yeah, it wasn't like a huge amount. But,
no, because it was his money.
It was his money.
It was legitimately his money.
It was, yeah, exactly. He got to keep that money if you didn't win.
Yeah, exactly. And if you won, he had to fork over some 10 grand.
So I'm sure he was super pissed every time he lost.
Oh,
he was like that was my fucking 10 grand. Yeah. God damn it. I mean, he was also getting paid to do the show, but still.
Yeah, slapping Jimmy Kimmel around.
Yeah.
Firing him twice a week. Then Jimmy Carrey steals the money. He woos Cameron Diaz. Pisses big off dancing. The gangsters. It's a really cool dance scene. I like it.
Good
the music is good. The dancing is good. It's got some jokes and it's all Jim Carrey body language.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And then this is kind of where you get like he can manipulate reality because he can control the band.
Right, because he turns the band into a swing band because they're doing like 50s like big bang.
Yeah. Like jazzy stuff.
Yeah, jazzy stuff.
And he turns him, so he can change other people.
Right.
So the extent of his power starts to get. I guess it's the same thing that we talked about during the Who Framed Roger Rabbit episode, which is like what kind of powers cartoon characters have.
Exactly.
And as long as it's part of the bit, it's all fine. Powers.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. You can be godlike.
As long as it's the bit.
You don't have to die. Yeah. You can live for eternity as long as it's
unless,
a bit.
Unless it's funny.
Unless it's funny, and then you die.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is great. It's a great concept.
No, I feel like this movie doesn't happen without Roger Rabbit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And with a way bigger budget, it's just Roger Rabbit. It's like half animated.
Yes.
But because it's not... Like, and the animation's still pretty okay.
The animation's still pretty good, but they would have gone bigger with a bigger cartoony budget. Yeah.
And it's Jim Carrey. Like, all that helps the animation because it's pretty okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously not real, but it's not meant to be. It's meant to be... it's meant to be cartoony, therefore they can get away with the CGI not being, 2021 CGI.
Right. Yeah. Right. So then the police are kind of onto this. They're at the bank robbery. They have video of him as the mask stealing the money.
Right. And then they run the prints from the people that work at the bank, and it's him. And
yeah, and then they find a piece of his pajamas.
Right.
So then Cameron Diaz shows up, and he has a newspaper that says, like, who is the mask that stole all this money? And Cameron Diaz is like, I think that guy might have been at the club. And I was like, obviously that guy was at the club. Again, a guy in a giant green mask and a ridiculous suit outfit. Why is nobody reacting to this fucking thing?
Perfectly normal.
Yeah, perfectly normal. So the cop already has a hunch that it's him. So they're kind of like following him around.
Let's fast forward a little bit. We get to the Pepe Le Pew scene.
Yeah, well, Cameron Diaz is like, I want to meet him. And he's like, oh, I know him.
I know him. I can introduce you.
He's like, I'm Peter Parker.
Yeah, exactly.
I can get you
it's
Spider-Man.
It's the classic, I know him. I'll introduce you.
And can meet at the park, and they go to the park, and then that's when he Pepe Le Pews it.
Right. So that, because he shows up at first as himself, and he's like, well, maybe I'll just talk to her. And then immediately he's like, blonde, Pepe Le Pew, super aggressive French man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which at the time I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. That's
and
true.
And now you're like,
not okay.
he goes a little hard. Then the cops show up.
He goes really hard. Yeah.
And this, he does, I do like some of the fun cartoony bits here where he, closes the door, nail, and he, has the big 2x4s and shit all over it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then he turns around and there's 100 cops.
Yeah.
It's a good bit.
It's a pretty good bit.
Yeah.
This is the first part, because when I was watching this movie, I was like, none of this is like funny. Like, none of it am I laughing at.
That's true. I didn't actually, I didn't, that was my weird...
Right?
I didn't hate this movie, but watching it again, I was like, it's not really funny.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing at any point.
And again, you're just doing 1930s bits, man. Like, none of these are new bits.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of really good, subtle things that I thought were funny. And this was one of them, was when they arrest him. He does that thing where they like me, they really like me, or whatever.
Yeah,
does
the Oscar.
And then he goes to walk one way, but then he acts like a person's telling him he's going the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like, oh, no, they'll be back this way. And I was like, that was good. That was good Jim Carrey shit.
Jim Carrey stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that was the first time watching this, and I was like, that was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's only like three moments.
There's not a lot of laughs for a movie that I remembered being much funnier. Yes, he does. So this is the big song, and the other big song and dance scene where he makes all the cops, they do the
Carmen Miranda thing.
The line, what do you call it?
The conga line.
Conga line, yeah.
Can't remember the name of the song. Something Pete. Anyway, yeah, he does that. He makes the one hot female cop sing and then dance with him.
Right.
Again, it's weird that he can manipulate people and he does that.
And if you can just do that to the hot female cops, I mean...
Yeah. Again, for the bit, he could have just like control them like Professor X.
That's true.
He could have just
But it had to be funny. He couldn't have been like, I want to have sex with you, because that's not funny.
No. He'd have to do a whole
bit.
Song and dance.
Yeah.
A whole song and dance where he's like, All the like tea kettles are like exploding. The fire sprinklers are going off and everything. Right. And then they end up falling onto a bed that closes up into the wall.
Yes.
And then that's how
then you can have sex.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's all got to be bits.
It's got to be bits. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't just have sex with a lady. It's got to be bits.
Got to be bits. Fireworks.
Yep.
And this is where Amy Esmuth, my...
Yeah.
Yeah. She shows back up.
Yeah, she picks him up. Well, he gets away. He takes a mask off. She shows up and she's just like, I know who you
classic
are.
Classic 60s Mustang.
Yeah.
Really nice car.
The cops immediately open fire on it.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, even though they saw the green face guy do all this and then just another guy was running by.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim Carrey. Well, I mean, they think it's him.
They think it's him, but still, yeah, they go hard.
Yeah, they immediately open fire on him. And then she takes him to this warehouse.
And she's like, she had the scene earlier where she's like, oh, yeah, we're all looking for a guy like you. I'm looking for a guy like you. And it's very flirty.
He wrote her a letter. She's like a Dear Abby type of
guy. Yeah.
And he wrote her a letter about nice guys finish last and how hard it is to be a nice guy and stuff. Right. And she was like, so many women wrote about how they want to meet a guy like you.
I do wonder what her response to that was.
Oh, yeah, like what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she said, like, I want to meet a guy like you. So she probably...
Like, she's probably like, oh, no, you're great. Fucking keep doing what you're doing. Bad advice.
Bad advice.
Bad advice. Do not keep doing what you're... It's obviously not working, dude.
The good old lesson to be taken from this movie is be a big fucking dickhead blowhard.
Yep.
And you'll get some pussy.
That's right.
Yeah, because the big dickhead blowhard. And then...
It worked in 1994. It worked in 2004. Yep. It worked in 2014.
Yep, and it works today, man. It's never going to stop working. And all you got to do is show like the tiniest bit of some sensitivity in there, like, you know, 4 months into the relationship and you're set. But you don't even have to work that hard at that.
Yeah. It's why you can write medieval fiction. You can write science fiction. People are people.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice guy still ain't going to get that pussy. Nope.
So, yeah, probably terrible advice to stay nice. She's like, you really, really... you're a great guy, and I really wish that I could find someone like you. And and she's like, he's like, do you mean that? And she's like, no, actually, I sold you out to Peter Green.
Yep.
And then he shows up, and I was like, aww.
Yeah.
He keeps
I remember watching the first time. That was definitely a surprise for me. I was like, oh, okay, I get it. She's gonna be the Cameron Diaz is the bad girl, and she's the good girl, and he's gonna end up with her. And it's like, nope.
Yeah, no, she betrays him. And then Peter Green immediately goes to kill him. And then she's like, you told me you weren't going to hurt him. You lied to me. And I'm like, really? You're upset about the guy lying to you? Clearly, you just fucking betrayed him and lied to him. Like, shut up, bitch. Get out of here.
Also, I read in the trivia, there's a scene where Peter Green kills her that they cut out.
No shit.
Yeah. Well,
no wonder she doesn't come back.
Ever. Yeah.
Oh, wow. They probably should have kept that in.
There's a few darker scenes they cut out. But that was one of them. Yeah.
We did... skip over the Rodney King joke, probably because we shouldn't talk too much about that.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
They make a joke about Rodney King.
Yeah. When it was funny that 15 police officers beat one man half to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it caused a fucking race riot.
And caused race riots, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was weird to make that joke.
A little weird.
Yeah, it's just like when they're pulling him awake, they're kind of like tugging him, which also it's weird for him to compare that.
Right.
But he's like, where are the camcorders or something?
Yeah, they're not
like
really beating him. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, ooh. And it's that one scene. It's the Pepe Le Pew scene.
Yeah.
So it's got a whole bunch of problems in this scene.
It's got a lot of problems in that scene.
Yeah. There's a lot of problems in this scene, man. Didn't age well. I wonder what Jim Carrey now would say.
Oh, he probably, I don't know.
He probably hates it.
He probably hates it. He probably hates everything he's ever done, though, that fucking dude.
Yeah. Again, this was one of the openers for the... Ace Ventura 2, where he was the one that said it was unnecessary racist and and then cash grab. And
but he also seems like he's so far up his own ass at this point that
Peter Green, without us seeing it, kills her.
Yeah, and then he puts on the mask. He becomes a full on cartoonish bad guy, Bluto, fucking Pete.
Yeah, they drop, and a kind of a funny bit, too, where the cop is like, he's not going to fall on my lap, and then they drive by and toss him out the window.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, with a rubber mask.
That's a good bit.
So this thing happened where he gets arrested that I've been waiting for the whole fucking movie, and it was being, all right, Ipkiss, we're going to Ipkiss your ass goodbye, and I was like, finally! You can Ipkiss your ass goodbye. And I was like, finally somebody played on this
Made
fucking
on the name.
Name.
Yeah,
it was like a breath of fresh air. I was like,
finally.
I can breathe now. I've been waiting this whole when you named
so
him
so stressed
Incus.
Out about it.
Yeah.
So stressed this whole time.
You can't introduce a gun in the first act and then not have it come back by the end, man. Can't name him Ipkiss and not have a play on his fucking name.
That's true.
Yeah. So I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Other cop.
Yeah. Well, and then this also, this scene goes into, again, very 1930s bit where he's in a jail cell where there's one
guard
who is asleep.
Yeah, dead asleep. Almost doing
and
like,
when a woman is screaming outside, yeah. He's just like, ah, shut up. Yeah. Sleepy.
Be quiet. Because yeah. Yeah, and just like, yeah, he's almost like snoring loudly asleep. Yeah, so,
and to the point where they even have the dog go get the keys.
Yeah. All right. So then the dog becomes fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, the dog was cute before, but then all of a sudden the dog is kind of like the savior of the whole fucking movie.
He gets the keys.
Yep.
He eventually saves him with the mask.
So Cameron Diaz comes and sees him and she's like, I'm sorry, you know, about everything that happened. And she's like, I really mean it. Like, I think you're great and thank you so much for being. And then they're about to kiss. And then the guy's like, all right, lady, your time's up. And then he's like, what? That's the other part that made me laugh. Like, 1 minute? And then he goes for the kiss again. And she's like, anyway, I got to go. And I was like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Then she gets kidnapped by Peter Green's guys when she walks outside. He sees it all. That's when he tells the cop. And the cop doesn't do shit. So then that's when he decides to get the dog. I just had his fucking
Milo?
Name. Milo, yeah.
Yeah.
Milo to jump up and to go get the keys. Now, very cute. Fucking scene.
Because he gets the cheese first.
He gets
hilarious.
Because he's a dog and then he doesn't want to put the cheese down. But then when he gets the keys and he's like very quietly pulling him back, very good dog acting.
Oh, yeah. The dog's
it
great.
It was fucking great. I was like, man, that's some fucking awesome acting from that dog.
Dog's top
notch. He's like stops when the guy moves like to be quiet and then he like tugs it. And then he won't give the keys to Jim Carrey. The other part made me laugh. I was like, yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
So then he gets out and then Jim Carrey, you know, does what anybody would do. Which is steals a guy's gun and then knocks him out instead of just sneaking out.
Right. No, he takes a hostage.
He wanted a gun. Then he takes the main cop hostage.
Right.
Meanwhile, Peter Green is robbing the club.
They're having a big event. So he's like, takes the mayor hostage. He kills some people. I don't know.
Yeah, he kills his boss.
Yeah, he kills his boss.
By getting shot a bunch of times and spin the bullets out.
Right.
Which again, Peter Green, not the guy I would say is a Looney Tunes fan.
No.
But when he puts a mask on,
it happens.
All Looney Tunes.
Yes.
He never just becomes an evil guy.
It would have been cooler if, because from what I understand, the comic is more like this, where if somebody gets shot up, it's like the Wolverine thing where they're like guts are everywhere, but then they heal up.
Yeah.
So it would have been cool to see the difference between Jim Carrey and Peter Green if when Peter Green gets it. He does, like, all of his guts fly everywhere, but then he just heals and he's okay.
Yeah. It would have been cool if Peter Green would not have been a cartoon guy.
Right.
If Peter Green would have been a very serious, it's like the red Jafar from Aladdin.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? When he's a genie, he's not fucking Robin Williams style genie.
He's
shit.
Not having a fun time.
Yeah, exactly. He's mean and evil. And I think that was a big flaw in this. Peter Green should have been a bad guy with the mask.
He was, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Instead, he still did cartoon shit. He should have done serious shit.
Anyways, Carrie gets there. They fight over the mask.
No,
Cameron Diaz does the whole one kiss. Let's just one more kiss.
Yeah, he shows up
to get Peter Green to take off the mask.
But then they set a bomb. They're going to blow the whole place up. Yeah. Right? Peter Green, Cameron Diaz is tied to the thing. He's going to blow her up too because he's bad.
Yeah. Well, and because she betrayed him.
She betrayed him, yeah. So she deserves to die.
Of course.
Per usual.
Yeah.
There's plenty of fucking 70s exploitation movies that taught me as such.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, if you even look at another man.
Yeah. There's songs about that shit. The Beatles had a song about that. You better run for your life. So he's going to blow her up too. Jim Carrey shows up. But before that, she's like, can I have the kiss? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then he's like, all right, let's give you one kiss. And she's like, no, like without the mask, because it's the best kiss. And he tricks him into taking off the mask.
So she can kick it.
And the whole time, the guy, his henchman is like, boss, we have 2 minutes. This place is going to explode. And then he's like, yeah, whatever. There's always time for a kiss, right?
Sure.
Yeah, they fight for 15 minutes after that. Like the bomb was not going to explode. He could have gotten several kisses
again,
and it would have been 10 minutes away
because it was a cartoon bomb.
Yeah, exactly.
It's only going to blow up when it's funny.
When it's funny,
when
it's a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
He kisses her. She kicks.
And even if it would have blown up, it would have just left someone as like a kind of burnt char. but with their eyes still blinking out of it, being like, well, isn't this a, yeah. this a revolting development? Yeah.
It's true. They kiss. She kicks a mask over.
This is when the dog gets it.
Yeah, Jim Carrey does a cool thing.
Jim Carrey has a fist fight.
He goes to save her instead of running for the mask.
Right.
Which is a cool thing.
It's a nice character development. And as well as him actually fighting Peter Green as himself.
And not the mask.
Right.
Yeah. He gets in the fist fight. Meanwhile, the dog catches it. Because again,
has some dog
Milo
funds.
To the fucking rescue.
Yeah.
Milo gets the mask on, which when I was a kid.
Pees on a guy.
Yeah, pees on a guy. Yeah. I knew that it was going to happen. Because the trailer had it.
Oh, okay.
And the toy, one of the toys or something like that. But it's still,
real pee action toy?
Yeah. Probably.
But again, this movie is made for 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dog pees on a guy, but becomes a cartoon dog.
Sure.
His teeth are all big, he's biting shit and stuff. Yeah. But when it happened, I was like, that was very fucking cool. When I was a kid and I saw it, I was like, that was so cool that the dog got to be the mask.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I know it happens in the comic books where people would just randomly get the mask and then what they do with it.
Right,
you know what I mean? But it was still like cool that Milo got to do it.
He's
a fucking hero in this goddamn
dog,
movie.
Yeah,
without Milo, there's nothing.
No movie.
Yeah, you lose everybody loses.
Eventually, Jim Carrey gets the mask back on, finishes everyone off, eats the bomb.
Yeah. And a has weirdly animated.
Has the bit that I really like where they're all shooting at him. He dives over, puts on the mask. He's like, oh, I guess did you miss me?
Yeah, that's right.
And then he drinks the orange juice or the mimosa or whatever, and it all pours out his stomach. I guess not.
Yeah.
That's
again
that's
the
pretty
bit.
Funny.
The bits.
Pretty funny, yeah.
He took all those fucking shots to the stomach for the bit. He shot a million times.
Yeah,
the animation for the swallowing of the bomb was really weird and off-putting to me.
Good. I liked it, though.
I was like, ooh, because it's like... Not the best animated, but it looks so distorted and fucking like weird. Like his neck gets all big and shit. I mean, it's a cool bit to do.
Then he takes off the mask. They leave.
He also does a thing every time he's a mask, which is he's talking to an imaginary audience the whole time.
Yes. Breaks the fourth wall constantly.
Yeah, constantly. But even in this part, he swallows the bomb. He burps and stuff. And then he says a couple of lines.
Yeah.
But he's saying
that's
it to nobody. Yeah. He's saying it off to the... Left, slightly to the left, away from Cameron Diaz.
No, because he's talking to the audience.
Yeah, he's talking to the audience. He does that a lot.
As soon as he puts the mask basically makes him Deadpool. So
Exactly. Yeah. So then after the 25-minute fight scene that was supposed to be 2 minutes before the bomb exploded.
Sure.
Yeah. He swallows the bomb. It's done. Peter Green gets arrested. Well, they're leaving. The police show up.
The police show up. They arrest everybody. They're going to arrest him. But then the mayor's like, no, the mask wasn't him. It was him. It was Peter Green.
It was,
we all saw it.
It was Dorian.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw it with my own eyes. This guy saved the day. I mean, he saved the day by putting on that same mask and then becoming the guy who clearly robbed the bank.
Well, let him go, goddammit.
Becoming that guy. But still, it wasn't him the whole time.
It would have made more sense if there was, maybe there's a deleted scene where he saves the mayor in some way.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's just like, no. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, clearly it's still him. And Peter Green doesn't look like the guy who robbed the bank.
No.
He's like a big, burly, mask
when he
guy.
Puts on the mask, so but it doesn't matter. They go off. Cameron Diaz is like, no, you're the one I really want to be with, and throws the mask back into the river.
Well, he's like, are you sure? Because once you know how you fell in love with the weird cartoon vicious guy that shot people and stole money and shit, and doesn't stop and explode sometimes.
Yeah,
like you sure you don't want that every day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's like, no, and tosses it in there.
And then his friend jumps in.
Yeah, his friend jumps in for the mask.
And the dog jumps in.
Yeah. Which, that could have been the sequel.
That could have been the sequel.
I wonder if he, pitched
it. Well, there is a deleted scene of the guy wearing the mask. The friend.
The friend?
Yeah.
Ah, there you go. That explains it.
Yeah.
He could have pitched that, and he could have just been like a scumbag banker guy who has to learn a lesson.
Yeah.
Use the mask for evil at
first.
Becomes
a Scrooged.
Yeah. Use a mask for evil at first to bang chicks and stuff like that. And then, has to...
A little more R-rated, a lot of banging chicks.
Well, I mean, it's like 1990s banking stuff. So there's still a lot of cocaine in that.
Sure,
that's Wolf of Wall Street time still, right?
Still, I think, yeah.
Yeah, it's like still like junk bonds and stuff like that. Yeah, you could have done that. They should have gone with that.
Yeah.
R-rated. it should have been like fucking Corman. Roger Corman should have just gotten the rights to it.
There you go. Just tits everywhere.
You find out he had the rights from before.
Yeah.
He comes
back in.
Yeah. He just make deals with comic book guys all the time. Yeah. And then he's just like, no, I still got the rights to this. I'm going to fucking make my R-rated Roger Corman version of this.
Right. That would have been great. I mean, they wanted Jim Carrey to come back for a sequel. He wouldn't.
Yeah. This is Jim Carrey.
This is Jim Carrey. I don't know.
Yeah. He was like, no, I'm only going to do Dumb and Dumber 2 and that's it.
Yeah. What? 20 years later? 10 years later? I don't know.
Yeah.
He did Ace Ventura 2 and he was like, no more sequels until I'm desperate.
Yep. Yeah. until, I'm not getting a lot of gigs.
Yeah.
And people are getting tired of me.
Until I need money for, I don't know, whatever the fuck he buys, $50,000 of cacao beans or some shit.
Fucking,
yeah.
Him and Nicolas Cage and Howard Stern spend their fucking money on. Just weird over the top shit that no regular human being would buy.
Would ever want.
Yep.
It's like, no, I found the original gear from the first F-100 ever made, and I'm going to buy that. You're like, what?
How about a painting canvas that's 4 stories tall?
Yeah.
And I'm going to paint it. I bought enough paint to paint it. Yeah. What are you going to paint? I don't know. Maybe one day.
Like, I bought a building. I bought a whole town that I'm going to repaint. I just haven't got around to it yet.
Yeah. You know, I got other stuff I'm working on. I got the Comedians and Cars Getting Coffee to do.
Yeah.
That's going to take up an afternoon.
Yeah.
Can't paint the town.
Got that afternoon coming up. I got to prepare.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that's the movie.
Yeah. And 1994, Jim Carrey's year. But we, of course, are going to have to fix that year and fix this movie in a little section that we creatively called
How We Fix It.
How We Fix It.
I mean, we already fixed other movies by adding mask elements to it.
That's true.
Which is cartoon shit.
So
we always usually
do we
add
take
elements.
Away the cartoon shit?
Yeah, I mean, what if? It could always be in his head, and you could be able to make it a very serious drama. Yeah, a very serious drama.
So is the mask? So when he puts on the mask, nothing changes except for his personality.
Right.
So it's just a psychological depths into his.
You know what? What if it's just following me in my alcoholism?
Okay.
And
that's what we do every day on your Instagram.
Exactly. And that's it. Every night when I get drunk, I...
You become a different
person. Become a ridiculous person.
That's true.
Every now and then I steal some shit.
Sure, sure.
Is this every now and then I get in some trouble.
Is this just a veiled metaphor for addiction?
For alcoholism.
Alcoholism or drug addiction.
Because it only happens at night, right?
Right, only happens at night.
I mean, not that addiction then doesn't happen
But he shows up late at work because of his addiction.
Yep, it's starting to...
Starting to affect his regular life.
It makes him a ladies man. I mean,
it gets him laid, but at the same time, he loses the normal girls that could have loved him for who he was.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And instead, he's like following these train wrecks around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they give him the confidence.
Girls that are dating gangsters and shit. Yeah.
They give him the confidence to tell off his boss.
Sure.
Because he's probably drunk at the time too.
Yeah. Oh, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very drunk.
Yeah. Exactly. And then he
gets in trouble with the cops.
Gets in trouble with the police.
Probably arrested for drunk and disorderly.
Some vandalism.
Yeah.
He's stealing some money because he's running out of money because he spends it on the drugs.
Exactly. So he steals. He pees on stuff. I mean, his dog does that in the movie.
Forces
but it's really
his dog
him,
to do
right?
Some illegal
it's
shit.
Him.
Yeah.
He's picturing the dog doing it, but he's just peeing on that guy.
Oh, yeah. He's peeing on that guy.
Yeah.
Eventually, he gets arrested, obviously.
Sure.
He violently breaks out.
Takes a hostage.
I would say that the dog isn't even real.
Okay, yeah.
None of it is real. This is just his alcoholism.
Yeah.
He wakes up, and then the next day he wakes up and he's like, I think I dreamt all that, right?
Yeah.
And he's like,
that could have been real.
There's all this fucking shit around, man.
Yeah.
Like, there's a giant burrito in the microwave.
Where did that come from?
So I was too drunk. Yeah. All right. I remember now. I was too drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I guess the werewolf thing is the same thing.
Yes.
All of these fucking movies
are just
a metaphor for hardcore alcoholism and blacking out.
Wow. We got dark on this one.
And that means that I've been living in a fucking awesome fantasy life this whole time.
That's right. That's right. You don't have a problem. You have a magical fantasy come to life.
Yeah, yeah. Every night I see fairies and mobsters.
Yeah.
I can dodge bullets. And
just like in this movie, Cameron Diaz looks way better than she than she looks now.
The hottest chick. Yeah. Yep. Just gorgeous, gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous.
And now you wake up next to her and you're like, what have I done?
Yeah.
What do I do with my last
counselor, Carmen Diaz? What happened?
Yeah. Yeah, this is just, it's just to take on his hardcore alcoholism. And what everybody thinks, I mean, he still wears a mask, but, you know, as a joke.
Yeah.
Because he's... No, well, the mask is just a metaphor.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, when you get the glossy eyes...
That's the mask.
That's the mask there.
Beer goggles. The mask.
Again, Ben Stein knew, man.
Yeah, Ben Stein knew. He was on top of it the whole time.
The whole time. Could have just asked him. It would have been funny if at the end, when he realizes... He's like, when Cameron Diaz tells him, like, no, it's not the mask. It's you. Ben Stein just pops in. He's like, fucking told you so.
Her son just walks up and like pushes him like, what?
Yeah.
What, motherfucker?
That's what I told you. If you were to just listen to me the first time, you don't have to go through all of this. Yeah. Anyway, continue on with your shootouts. Just backs away.
Anyways, I'm keeping my 10 grand, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I win this
one. Bernstein out, motherfuckers. Yeah, yeah. Just flips two birds.
And then fucking walks backwards out the door. That was a weird 30 seconds of this movie. I mean, maybe we made it more depressing. Maybe we
definitely made
it
more depressing, but that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, what if you... I mean,
sometimes
if,
we need a little depression. Just ask Jim Carrey.
Yeah, this movie is the opposite of that. So, yeah. Actually, sometimes you need a lot of depression. Just ask Jim Carrey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need, like, I don't know, 15, 20 years of depression. Just ask Jim Carrey.
Yeah, and yeah. All other cartoonish...
Comedians.
Comedians, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, Robin Williams.
Sure, Robin Williams, yeah. Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all kind of... maybe not,
they get dark.
Yeah. Maybe not in the, back then, you know, back when you were like doing like the slapstick comedy in like the '50s and stuff like that, because you, again, you had alcohol and women to
realize. I think you got dark just in your real life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Know, like Dean Martin was being all fun and fun and games in his movies. But then in his real life, you know, heroin, fucking prostitutes.
Jerry
whatever.
Lewis made it all the way through, but I guess he probably suffered from some hardcore depression.
Probably at some point. But,
but again, he came from that day where you could, that time where you couldn't say that
shit.
You
just manned up.
Yeah.
You just manned up and started a fucking multi-billion-dollar charity for whatever.
Yeah.
And,
that's how he did. That's how he got, that's how he was able to sleep at night.
Exactly. Like,
at least
I have
kids.
No guilt.
Yeah.
I have this charity. Yeah.
All these horrible things I've done.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there by it's a red gone. Light looking at his hands. These hands. What
he looks
have they
over
done?
At, like a picture of him with a couple of handicapped kids.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I'm okay.
I'm a good
okay.
person.
I'm a good person.
I'm a good person.
I'm okay.
I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah. He made it all the way through, though.
Yeah. God bless him.
Yeah, yeah. God bless that guy. Back then, you just died from a massive coronary.
Yep.
Yeah, from holding it in.
Yep.
Anyway, we got dark with this one, but I feel like the alcoholism is.
Well, and the comic book demanded we get dark eventually. So
that's true, because the only real way to fix this movie is to make it closer to the comic book,
or just go super make it like you said, Roger Rabbit. Just make it a cartoon character.
Yeah, make it a cartoon. Yeah. Make it cartoon characters, or go the opposite and just make it hardcore gritty.
Yeah, you either go hard R, or you go when he puts on the mask, it becomes Looney Tune. Like it becomes a cartoon.
Yeah, everything becomes a cartoon.
Yeah,
I'm trying to make it really
like
cool.
Space Jam.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like the good Space Jam.
Yeah.
Which is still just kind of an okay Space Jam.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, it's not a great movie.
Nah, it's fine.
We'll talk about it.
It's
we'll
good.
Talk about it. Right?
Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Charles Barkley's in it. It's
yeah,
my guy.
Yeah, Charles is a great guy. Yeah. That's true. Bill Murray's in it, too.
Bill Murray's in it, too. Yeah. That's both my guys. Both my guys are in that movie. If we got Sly Stallone in that movie, it'd be the best movie ever made.
Yeah. Just one off.
Yeah, just one off. One off being the best
Turns
movie ever made.
All you need for Grams is Charles Barkley, Bill Murray, and Sly Stallone.
That's true, actually. If they ever made a movie with those three people, that would be my favorite movie of all time.
Yep, we get them together and that's it. I hope it's a garbage movie.
It probably would be, but I don't care. I would still
love it. They'll
probably
all show up for the new Space Jam.
Yeah.
And then you're going to fucking hate it. They'll they probably all
be,
in that.
They better not be in the new Space Jam. Oh, God damn it. They better not be. All right, that's the end of the podcast.
We're going full animated next week.
Yeah, we actually are going full animated. Next week, we Disney style, we're going Mulan.
We're doing Mulan,
The animated Disney version, not to be confused with the live action or the actual Chinese version of
maybe,
Mulan.
Maybe we should watch all three of them.
Maybe. I don't really want to watch the new one, but I'll watch the Kung Fu one.
Yeah, maybe you watch Kung Fu one, I'll watch the new one.
That's a fair deal.
All right, we can do that.
I'll do that.
Let's also neither of us watch the animated one.
Okay. We just talk about our memories of it. We're like, wait, Christina Aguilera did a song, I think. I don't know.
I mean, I know it was Eddie Murphy played
Eddie
Dragon.
Murphy was there, right? Yeah. He was a donkey, I think. I'm pretty sure he was a donkey.
I'm pretty sure he was a donkey. Yeah. That
sounds
all
right.
All the tracks. All the tracks. Sure. But yeah.
Were they bending elements in it? I think I remember something about fire and earthbenders.
I believe
maybe.
You're right.
That's something, yeah.
Yes. Then also, M. Night Shyamalan, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, we'll talk about Mulan next week, so please join us for that. Before we go, we want to thank Wallace Book for our music. We want to remind everybody to hit us up on Instagram, on Facebook. Subscribe, like, share, email us at blockbusternostalgia@gmail.com. Make sure to tell your friends. Also, you know, People's Choice Video, rest in peace, but we're looking for that new sponsor. Sponsor time if you want us to read your ads on there.
Yeah,
let us know. Till next week, I'm EG Sites.
I'm Francisco Landin.
Wishing you a good night. and a good journey.
We love you.
New segment alert. New segment. New segment.
All right, so I wanted to talk about this. Every time we watch movies, more before, I think, than now, because we got more of the gist of it, but we used to take a lot of notes.
Sure.
When watching
more movie, you than me.
Yeah, I'll always have a notepad because there's stuff that I don't want to forget.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, I need to write down the numbers, and sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, this director, what else? And, like, this, you know, like... What's the name of this fucking... I keep forgetting this character's name and I got to write it down and stuff like that. So I'll take notes. But I've saved... Not all of them, but some of them. Unfortunately, I threw a bunch away. But I've saved a lot of them. And I was looking through them the other day and some of the notes are super weird. And made me wonder, like, if I read these notes out loud, would people know what movie I'm talking about?
Okay.
So I was thinking that I could read a couple of random notes that I would have from a movie... And then see how long it takes you before you can guess what movie it is.
Okay, let's do it. I like it. I wish we had a guest, actually, because I think it would be even more fun for them.
Yeah, that's
having
true.
Not been there. But yes.
I've not seen it? All right.
But yeah, let's try it out. Because I was there for all of these, at least physically, if not mentally.
Right. Yeah. You've been there for even when you were very drunk, or I was very drunk.
Sure.
We're still there. So I'm trying to figure out... ones that are not going to give it away right away.
Sure.
So I'll start off with kind of the most vague ones. Okay. This note just says Cole Porter Dance.
Cole Porter Dance.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's a note that
Cole
I made.
Porter Dance. All right. Keep that on track. By the way, I want the audience at home to play if they can. So yeah. Definitely email us your answers.
Yeah,
if you're like, oh, Cole Porter Dance, I remember that was fucking
again.
Staying Alive.
This is all the episodes, so it doesn't matter. It's not 90s or 80s. Like, it's anything.
It could be any. Right? Any of the, like, almost, well, like 160, 170 episodes we've done.
Yeah, right? Yeah, something like that now. Okay, so that was the first one.
Yeah, I don't have it yet.
Okay, second one, Dan Aykroyd cameo.
I think I have it.
You think I have it? Yeah. Yeah, I thought that would be a little bit harder.
No. Keep going, though. Let me give us one more.
Died of AIDS.
I'm pretty sure I have.
You got it? All right.
Is it Temple of Doom?
It is Temple of Doom. I thought the Dan Aykroyd cameo. I didn't think you were going to jump on that because I forgot about the Dan Aykroyd cameo until I was reading that.
Yeah, no, I remember it.
Yeah. Also, Denholm Elliott died of AIDS. That's why I wrote that note.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Give us a couple more, though, just to pepper us with this goodness.
The knight is frail as a leaf.
Well, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah, I should have actually read that.
The knight is feral as
frail as a leaf.
Frail as a leaf. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Even knowing that it's Temple of Doom, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. I don't know either.
Was that a Rudyard Kipling poem? Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Was there a knight in that movie?
I mean, they spend the night. Two nights,
no, like,
at least.
Like, knight with a K. Like, K and I.
No, that's fucking Last Crusade.
That's Last Crusade, nights, right? Yeah. This note just says knight was frail as a leaf.
God damn, I don't know where that's from. All
right, so I could have done a better job at that.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that was Temple of Doom.
Okay, Temple of Doom.
Right. So the Dan Aykroyd cameo gave it away.
Yeah, Temple of Doom is a great movie.
Yeah. Temple
of Doom. Dan Aykroyd's in it.
All right, let me see. Let me find another one.
No. We'll save. So we'll do another one next week. But for right now, that is. Do you have a name for this bit yet?
I don't know. Guess the notes.
Guess the notes to remember.
Notes to remember. Hey, notes to remember is pretty good.
That's not
notes
bad.
Notes to remember. All right.
Until next week.
Yeah. More next week.